Totally Hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. April fooled around and fell in love.
That song, you know, it's a sweet song.
It is,
you know?
A sweet
like,
song.
Like, hey, we fooled around, we fell in love.
Yeah.
Until he fools around with somebody else.
Right.
And then the divorce.
Yeah.
Then they fool around and...
Then they went off to Epstein Island.
Found like out.
fooled around and found out. That should be the name in April Fool's Day. Fool around and found out day.
We were just talking off the air about, you know, April Fool's Day is a, we should rename it because it's really, if somebody gets you, it's actually, you made me look like a freaking idiot day.
Yes. Yeah.
You're like, you're a lot like, more accurate.
Do you believe anything? Once you remember it's April Fool's Day, do you like just are skeptical of everything? You should be.
Well, yeah until you forget that it's April Fool's Day and you get filmed again.
This morning, this story about Christy Noem's husband, I thought that was an April Fool's joke, but apparently it wasn't.
Dressing up with prosthetic boobs.
Very strange. Just want to feel pretty.
I got fooled today. I was on Instagram and my cousin, who's a little wacky, okay. She posted that she's running for Oregon State Senate. Now, this is not out of the realm of possibility.
So it's remotely possible.
So it is. And I sent it to my mom, and I was like, what the heck? Like,
those are the ones that are believable, that almost could be true. Yeah.
So I'm like reading her little spiel about it and everything, and she writes in there, she does like charcuterie boards. So she wrote in there like, trying to change lives for platter-based labor as both a skill and a public service. And so I'm like, of course she would. Like, all of this is checking boxes of like, yes, of course.
I promise a charcute in every house.
Yes. So then I'm looking at her thing, and I'm like, okay, the underline a change is like off-center a little bit. So like that tipped me off. And then I look at the website, www.don'tbedumb.com.
Ah!
And I was like, ah!
You made me look like a freaking idiot.
Yeah, I'm the freaking moron. Dang it.
That's beautiful. Let's see. A friend, Richie, he sent in a dad joke about April Fool's Day.
Okay.
When does an April Fool's joke become a dad joke? When it becomes apparent.
Oh gosh.
That hurt.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Haven't had it confirmed for sure, but it seems like it's probably an April Fool's joke. Aldi says they're changing their name to Aldi's.
So April Fool's. There's not a shred of truth to this, but go ahead.
I've seen it spelled A-L-D-E-E-Z, Aldi's, as in Aldi's nuts. I love them more than ever now.
That's hilarious. Astronauts may be on their way to the moon as of later today.
Nice.
The launch window opens at just after 6 o'clock Eastern for Artemis 2, the space mission that has four astronauts going to the moon, basically orbiting the moon and then coming back, getting things ready for future missions in the next year or two to actually land on the moon and start a base.
That's what they're saying.
I'd be so salty if I were that person. Like, I can't go to the moon, but I can circle around it.
Oh, God.
That's like,
I'm right
kids, we're going,
yes.
we're going adjacent to Disney World.
Yeah.
Right?
We're just going to drive around Orlando and then come home.
Yeah.
I know. And then the next mission gets all the glory.
Yeah.
That's what makes this mission, they're more heroic.
Yeah. They are.
Because they're sucking it up and making the next one look
taking
good.
Taking one for the team.
Yeah.
Okay, so this story is not an April Fool's joke, but it sounds like one. So there is a company that sells adult novelty products in California, and a lot of the chocolates are getting recalled because they were spiked with an obscene amount of Viagra ingredients. Yeah.
I mean, they didn't mean for it to be in there?
Not this amount. Yeah. They found it to contain potentially life-threatening amounts of prescription drug ingredients. For erectile dysfunction. Yeah, it's crazy. The two products are Gold Lion Aphrodisiac Chocolate Male Enhancement Sachet and Illume Sex Chocolate Male Sexual Enhancement Booster. Those names are too long, first of all.
So they were supposed to have Viagra, but not that
not
much?
So
not
much.
That much, yeah. So people with heart problems, don't take it.
All right, my crazy old uncle, I'm going to tell you the joke that he would instantly say for this.
Okay.
Is like, okay, if this was like against the law, what they did, they would be looking for hardened criminals.
Whoa!
Ding, ding, ding!
Uncle Don, that one was for you!
Christy Noem, a former head of Homeland Security, her husband, they say, is leading a secret double life, or maybe even a double D life, as a cross-dresser.
And wearing, like, a prosthetic device that gives himself fake boobs.
Like?
Giant boobs.
Oh, like a thing that covers his chest.
Like balloons. Yeah.
Like a Madea situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe not a saggy, though.
Right. You think if you're buying them, you could pick out whatever, you know, kind you want.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
To each his own.
Of course, you know, she was the head of Homeland Security. Then she got demoted to, like, assistant to the regional manager.
Right.
And now this.
Yeah.
So it's been a good year for her.
Yeah. I mean, their relationship obviously has been in doubt. Because there was, you know, longstanding rumors of her and, like, her second in charge having a relationship. So, you
on
know,
a made, government plane over and over.
Yeah. So, you know, left to his own devices, he had to come up with something to keep himself happy. And that's maybe what he found.
Yeah.
People have secret lives.
My friend and I, we worked at a tanning salon in college, and she was at work one night, and this couple would always come in separately, but they were married, and the guy would always leave after tanning in, like, women's clothing, like he was a cross-dresser.
So he brought, like, a change of clothes with him into the tanning booth.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, we never thought anything of it. It was fine, you know?
Right.
But one night, the wife didn't come at her normal time. She came when he was there, and he was in his cross-dressing, and he saw her, like, on the way in, and so he had to, like, hide in the back. And
she didn't know that he did
that.
She
had no idea, and she, like, showed up one night, and my friend was just sitting there, like, awkwardly at the front desk, like,
eating popcorn, watching.
Yeah, just like, oh my gosh, I don't want to see this marriage, like, awkward.
And they tan so much, you probably couldn't tell if they were blushing or not.
Yeah. So he, like, hid in the back until she, like, went in her room, and he snuck out.
Not ready to tell her anything about that.
Wow.
No.
I wonder if they were her clothes.
I don't know. A lot of the time.
Those are my good shoes. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he probably didn't fit.
Dress all you want. Yeah. But that's mine. Yeah. You didn't ask for that.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Really awkward. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's always so much more going on beneath the surface.
Yes.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
I know I have a phone addiction, especially when it comes to scrolling on social media. But my wife, she has it worse. And it came to an incident last night.
Okay.
So we're getting together. We have a weekly dinner and a movie night. And we're sitting around after we had dinner and stuff. And we're watching the movie Train Dreams on Netflix. Okay. I don't know if you've seen anything about it.
Mm-mm.
But it's a really gentle movie about a man and his life as a logger. And it's beautiful. And it's one of the most, like, it hits hard emotionally, right?
Okay.
And so we're all watching this movie, and it's about two-thirds of the way through. And we get to this one scene where, like, everything has been leading to this moment. And you have no idea, like, has the worst possible thing happened to these people we're emotionally invested to?
Oh, wow.
And we're, like, everybody is holding their breath. When all of a sudden, from my wife's chair comes her phone.
No.
And the whole room just looks at her like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you? We have tears in our eyes.
It's like from a comedy movie.
You're scrolling. With the sound up.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, everybody was furious for about 30 seconds because you're completely lost in the movie.
Right.
And you're emotionally just, like, destroying yourself over what's happening in this movie. And oh my God. And then we laughed about it for the rest of the night.
And what an annoying song,
obviously.
Too.
Like, exactly.
That's the song that interrupts this beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the only thing worse would have been like...
Yeah, like a SpongeBob song or something.
Oh, exactly. You have got to stop.
That is
really
funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, phones away from now on during family movie night. Yeah.
20 and 30-year-olds are screaming at the Gen Xer.
Oh, gosh.
With their phone.
That's hilarious.
Can't stop scrolling.
You're listening to Woody and Jim in the Morning.
Totally Hits, 93.3.
If I'm being honest, I started things off yesterday saying, if I'm being honest, church parking lots are the most aggressive driving zones on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Especially when people are leaving church.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
desperately
trying to get out.
Yeah.
There is no closer proximity of God's message of love thy neighbor
yes.
and aggressive Nashville driving.
Yeah.
Like they are like 1 minute after
yes.
the other.
Hosanna in the highest. And now road rage.
Yeah.
You are the slowest. Let me out.
Palm Sunday. I have a face palm Sunday.
That's good.
Yeah, there's quite a few people that agree with you on Facebook. We had Bradley who says, I have to save my dag gummets for Sundays. I wonder if our church parking lot guy even knows the difference between the exit and the entrance.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so true.
We got some really good responses on Facebook.
Yeah. We have Naresh said, if I'm being honest, funeral processions are stupid. Don't get me wrong. I think the deceased deserve respect. But when I die, I don't want my last act on earth to irritate drivers. Also, if you're going to clear traffic for me, do it while I'm alive. Like, and he is so right.
Would I appreciate running red lights?
Yes.
Yeah. Comedian Dennis Miller did a great thing. Like, yeah, how ironic is that? That, yeah, you sit in traffic your whole life, and then when you have nothing to go to,
yes.
you got all the time in the world, they rush you through.
And it's not even about, like, the person who died. It's about the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is, you know, it's nice. They're going through a hard time. But also, like, I got to get to where I'm going. Why do I need to stop my schedule? And, like, you know, I don't
They probably took yes. the day off. They've got time.
Yeah, yes. they're not in a rush yes. to go anywhere. I'm sure they don't want to get there any faster to bury their family member.
We're sorry for your loss, but Chick-fil-A closes in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I got to get to where I'm going.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I have one.
All right.
If I'm being honest, this is going to be controversial, which is the whole point
Bring
of the game.
Bring it on.
Yes, it is. Bring it.
I hate flowers.
Ah.
I've never liked them. I've never loved receiving them. I've even told, like, my husband and family, don't get me flowers. Like, I appreciate it, but...
It's like one of the biggest cliches of, like, a relationship. Oh, a woman wants flowers.
No, I don't. Yeah. Get me candy instead. They stink when they die. They die fast. I always kill them. They're just a nuisance at that point. My mother-in-law so kindly gave me like a flower plant when I gave birth. And I was like, why? It's just one more thing I have to take care of when I'm trying to learn how to take care of this new creature that I just created.
Congratulations on the birth of your child. Yeah. Here's some more responsibility.
Yes, like that is the last thing I need on my plate. I was like, I'm just going to kill it. Like, do you want to take it back? And she's like, no, it doesn't die fast. It's very low maintenance. It's already dead. It's already dead. Like, and I tried to keep it alive. So
you should get cactuses because they'll thrive on not having water.
Yeah, but then they'll poke me. See, there's just no good iteration here.
Gina, to celebrate the birth of your baby Paisley, we're giving you a Tamagotchi that's on aggressive mode that you have
right?
to feed every 20 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm like, thank you so much.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Good news for my people in Murfreesboro, as you know, since the city is kind of growing and growing and growing and expanding like a crazy pace, the American Battlefield Trust has determined that the Stones River Battlefield and some surrounding acreage will be safe. They won't be expanding the avenue over in that direction.
Oh, good. So it's like protected.
Yeah,
no more
it is. It's protected. As they say, the Battle of Stones River has, okay, you could say this for any battlefield in Middle Tennessee. They always say, Many historians believe it was the turning point of the Civil War.
Right, right.
every single thing says that.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, so let's walk you through the timeline. Saturday, Apache helicopters from Fort Campbell buzzed the No Kings protest downtown and then hung out for a few minutes over Kid Rock's pool.
Such a weird sentence.
So, yeah, right? And then, Sunday into Monday, they said, okay, we are going to do an investigation as to whether that was proper and whether that was safe. Mm-hmm. And then later yesterday, they suspended the pilots while the investigation was going on. And then later yesterday, the Department of War Secretary Pete Hegseth said, that's it. It's fine. There's no suspensions.
Yes.
It's all good. Shut up. Move on. We can do whatever we want.
Doesn't sound suspicious at all.
So there.
So a couple months ago, Australia, they put a ban out for social media platforms like Facebook, Snapchat, all of them, to ban kids under 16 from having accounts.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, shocking, it comes out that, you know, there's still kids on there that are on it, that are 16.
Found a way around it?
Yep. They either, like, didn't delete their accounts or they're creating new ones. It is kind of a hard thing to monitor, like,
how exactly you can lie about your age.
Totally.
Yeah.
So now the officials are actually looking at possible fines and legal action because they're not complying with the law.
Yeah. Let's take Zuckerberg down.
Yeah, let's fine him.
Get him.
Let's Robin Hood this.
I like it. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees removed? You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. For the guys, we have John in Las Casas. For the ladies, we have Cassie in Nashville. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Let's get to know you. Here's a warm-up question. Start with John. What bad traffic spot in Nashville just makes you rage?
Well, I'm not that familiar with Nashville, but I am familiar with Murfreesboro and Broad Street in Murfreesboro. I don't know. People just don't understand what that red light means all the time.
That's right. Red lights are merely a suggestion.
Cassie, what about you? What bad traffic spot just makes you rage?
The split between 65 and Vietnam Vet.
Mm. Oh,
oh yeah, north side. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, wow.
That could be a nightmare.
Yeah.
All right. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right. Multiple choices. How we start, Cassie. C-3PO, R2-D2, or BB-8. Which Star Wars droid is the tallest?
C-3PO?
Yes.
Woo!
Nailed it.
You got it.
You got the super nerd question.
Okay, John.
What is the height of each droid?
You knew the answer too, Jim. Don't make fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm a nerd.
All right, John. Is actress Blake Lively married to Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, or Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
yes,
good job.
That's correct.
Okay. Ooh, good guess.
All tied.
It is.
All right, Cassie, you can take the lead back here. What do they call the strip of rubber on a baseball pitcher's mound?
Screw.
Okay.
Ooh.
She hopes you don't know this, John. What do they call the strip of rubber on a pitcher's mound on a baseball field?
I always known it as the mound.
Right?
No, actually, it's called the rubber. The rubber is called the rubber.
The round is the rubber. The rubber is the round. Okay. We've all learned something.
So then Cassie got that point,
she
right?
Did.
Yes, she did.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, John, you have a little glass bottle made by OPI. What beauty product is in it?
OPI. Nail polish?
Yes.
Yeah, well done. Good job. Wow.
All right, it's still tied.
Okay, you can take the lead back here. Cassie, Cohiba, Monte Cristo, and Arturo Fuente are famous brands of what?
Sandwiches?
Not sandwiches.
No, you're so close. Cigars.
Sandwiches are harder to keep lit.
Yeah, that's true.
Close, but no cigar.
Yeah. But you can't take sandwiches on a plane.
Yes, very satisfying. Exactly.
All right, John, if he gets this, he wins, right?
Yep.
All right. How many Pitch Perfect movies have they made?
I'm going to say three.
Yes!
Right!
Woo!
We also would have accepted too many.
Not enough. Congratulations. John is the winner after
nice
a
job.
Lively
nice.
Game.
It was.
Well played, guys.
Thank you. Good game.
Tickets to the Monster Jam. Bring some earplugs. It's going to be loud. Just like we like it. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
And it is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by our friends at Scent Hound. Dog grooming, teeth brushing, they do everything. Three locations. Check them out online at scenthound.com. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association. Look at this big old girl you brought with you.
Yeah. This is Portabella. She is around a year old. She's 34 pounds. She's just kind of the perfect little size. She's full grown.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. She has
so
the
happy.
Best ears.
Yes. They're so pointy.
Yeah. She does really well in the car. She loves to go out on doggy dates and rover nights. She always gets A pluses on her report card. She knows sit so far, working on a few other things, and her adoption fee is actually sponsored by our friends at Stanley Steamer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, great.
So she's good to go.
She's good to go.
She's ready to package and bring to your house and give her a forever home.
Oh, yeah.
She loves to play, it looks like, too.
She knows how to bring you her toys.
Yes. She loves playing tug of war.
Yes, she is. I mean, a year old, so she's still got that puppy energy. But
oh, yeah.
She's very playful, and then she just wants to snuggle.
Right. It's not like an overwhelming, scary.
Yeah, like, I don't think she's too high energy. I think, like, I played with her for about 20, 30 minutes, and then she just completely melted into me after. It was crazy. Like,
yeah, gotta take a break. As a stuffed bear we've been playing tug of war with, does the stuffed bear come along with Portobello?
Oh, it sure can.
Okay, all right.
It's almost the size of her.
It's a package deal.
Yeah. I'll make sure of it.
What's it going to take to get you into a dog today?
That's right. Free undercoating. I'll have to check with my manager. She is adorable. You can see her at NashvilleHumane.org, or, of course, you can check out the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits TikTok. But adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It is Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Brought to you by Scent Hound. Three locations. Check them out for your dog grooming needs at scenthound.com.
It's time to play. Did this crazy story happen in
Tennessee
or
Florida?
Okay, this happened at a Waffle House, so this could easily be Tennessee or Florida.
Okay.
A 67-year-old man was in a Waffle House. And, you know, when you go in a Waffle House and it's busy and you see a booth is open, you got to grab that booth.
Yeah, of course.
Or you don't want to be in those awkward, you know, sitting at the counter things.
Yep. Right. Or standing against the glass windows.
Yes. And a 67-year-old man, I guess, wanted the booth and somebody else wanted it at the same time. And they had a little argument. And the man went out to his truck and came back with a frozen squirrel.
And beat him with it?
And hit the other guy in the head with the frozen squirrel.
I have a frozen squirrel and I'm not afraid to use it.
Witnesses say that the man said, quote, "The squirrel finished it." And even had more frozen squirrels in his truck as a backup.
What?
He was arrested and they charged with being the most Waffle House thing ever.
This is one of the hardest to figure out.
Because it involves a truck, a frozen squirrel, and a Waffle House. Was it in Tennessee or was it in Florida?
Yeah, are there Waffle Houses in Florida?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there's not in the Northwest, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's,
Boy, I'm leaning, like, I think if it's Tennessee, the guy is like, this is normal. And I think if it's in Florida, the guy's on drugs or just, like, having an episode.
Right.
I'm going to say it's Florida.
Okay.
Okay, this is reading like Davy Crockett to me a little
bit. Okay, all right.
So that's kind of what's... So I'm going to say Tennessee.
Okay. And the answer is, it happened in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Yeah!
Yes!
Oh, dang it.
So... Assuming it's probably rarely cold enough to freeze a squirrel in Florida.
And how does he have so many?
He must have had them frozen
beforehand. I don't think he found it frozen.
Yeah, he probably had a...
Like the frozen iguanas?
An igloo cooler full of frozen squirrels.
What is
that? That I believe. You know, maybe that's his thing. He's going around town. He's picking up roadkill.
Yeah.
Throws it in the freezer so it doesn't smell.
Yeah.
And then if you need one, you always got one.
Yeah. This sounds like something RFK Jr. would do.
Jeez, that's crazy. Right?
What are our plans today, guys?
I'm going to my best friend, the chiropractor.
Woo! Yeah.
Just like love her. She does great things for my back. And then I am probably going to the newest Super Mario movie that opened at midnight last night.
Yeah.
So just for movie review purposes. I'm not a super huge Mario guy, but
we know you're going to get whatever bucket they're selling. Oh, yeah,
the Mario bucket.
She knows, I'm going to make that art house boy squirm. I'm going to say he loves Mario. What are you guys doing?
I leave next week for a work conference for my other job, unfortunately.
Yes.
So I have a lot of prep to do for that, including like packing and laundry and all of that. So I made a dent in it yesterday, but adding a baby in there, you have to double pack for them in case, you know, we don't have laundry and stuff. So
it's a production.
Yes. So trying to get ahead of it now so I'm not scrambling Friday.
As for me, it's not the last minute yet, but I'm going to do my taxes today.
Oh, yeah.
It used to take a long time. Now that I'm poor, it doesn't take nearly as long.
Right. So. Writing zeros is very easy.
Yes. Right.
Getting zero income and zero refund, that's easy.
Yeah.
I'll just send it to the government. They'll tell me if it's wrong. Back here tomorrow, we'll be, of course, giving away some more Monster Jam tickets, and it'll be Easter Peep Karaoke.
Woo!
Can we sing with our mouth full of peeps?
Can't sing with nothing in my mouth.